Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eric Yelding. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Portugal. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mark Portugal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Viola. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yelding hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Yelding. The throw from Sasser and he is out, Elster applying the tag. One out. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Caminiti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Yelding settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Magadan moves to third. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Magadan scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sasser hits a pop-up towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Biggio. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Biggio steals second. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Biggio moves to third. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Yelding settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Portugal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portugal hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yelding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doran moves to second. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Caminiti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caminiti hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston strikes out. 1 out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sasser moves to second. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Viola is 0 for 1 in the game. Viola hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sasser moves to third. Elster moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. Sasser scores. Elster moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Mark Portugal. Alex Trevino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trevino hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yelding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Xavier Hernandez now pitching. Dave Rode now playing third base. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rode fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Mets. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sasser strikes out. Biggio drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sasser out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Viola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Viola hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rhode is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rhode strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Magadan moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Yelding settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Magadan moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds hits a line drive towards first. Stubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Carrion now playing right field. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biggio strikes out. Two outs. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anthony is 0-for-2 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Jim Clancy now pitching. Casey Kendall now playing left field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Miller pinch runs for Darryl Boston. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Sasser moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-0, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sasser scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 10-0, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Magadan scores. It's 12-0, Mets. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing center field. Tom O'Malley now playing third base. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Javier Ortiz now playing right field. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rode fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sasser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Rode is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rode is 0-for-1 in the game. Rode takes first base on ball 4. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Rode moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.